We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Nun Vav, and Magid Miduvna had been discussing that Hashem gauges the more righteous more exactly to hair's width, and when it comes to the general populace, so then Hashem is more lenient. Ve'ilat davar zeh itber lanu mishlosha panim. And the cause of this, says the Magid Miduvna, can be explained from three angles. Aleph, mitzad tovotav. Bet, mitzad ma'asav. Gimel, mitzad nafsho ha'ikara. One, because of the good he has. Two, because of his actions. Three, because of his precious soul. And he will explain each. Harishon k'deish asherei lelo v'ad ko b'ircho Hashem. Firstly, because a person who has acquired this much, a person who is on such a high level, and Hashem has blessed him thus far, v'day ra'uyu umchuyav la'avodah yetera. So then he is fitting and he is obligated to work on a higher level. Ish ish kevirchato asher b'ircho Hashem. Every person, in accordance with the blessing that God gave him, is responsible to put in his time, his effort. K'ma'amar nefesh ki techata gomer, u've'aru zal b'sefer ha'zohar, Ki-Kadosh Baruch Hu yitpaleh al ha-nefesh yoter me'al ha-guf. The verse describes the chata sacrifice. So the verse begins with, nefesh ki techeta. If a soul would sin. And the Zohar explains that Hashem, so to speak, ponders. He says, the soul sinned? I can understand the body sinned. The soul sinned? Mashal le-kartani uven paltin she-sarichu davar echad el ha-melech. What's this similar to? You have a villager and you have a noble who both did something wrong against the king. And the king got more upset at the noble than he did at the villager. So people asked him, why are you more upset? They both did the exact same thing. So the king answered, the villager, he doesn't know how to behave in my castle. I didn't raise him, I didn't train him, avla ben paltin, but the noble, nafshecha yodat me'od mimusai v'od kvodi. Your soul knows the etiquette, your soul knows how to honor me, v'chol yakar atai necha, and you've already seen all types of different precious things and how to honor. Ki ichnasticha levet paltin sheli, I brought you into my castle. So then how could you sin against me? Ken hu yitbarach, by the same token, Hashem blessed be he, mitpale v'omer, Hashem wonders and says, nefesh ki techeta, a soul sins, u'mizatam atzmo, ra'uy ledekdek im atzadikim yoter. So for that reason alone, it is fitting that Hashem is more exacting with the righteous, shehema b'nei paltin etzlo yitbarach. For they are the nobles. They're the ones who, so to speak, Hashem took into his castle. Kmo shamar aleihem usvivav nisara meod. Hashem, the Pasuk says that surrounding Hashem, there is a great tumult, so to speak. Our sages understood it to mean, nisara, our sages derived, is like the word se'ara, a hair's width. And our sages interpreted it to mean that Hashem is exacting to a hair's width with those that are around him, those that are closer to him. So the first reason is because of how good a righteous person is, how high he is. So Hashem expects someone who's been given so much to live up to what he's been given. Hashenit, the second reason is, כי אנחנו רואים בבני אדם איברים חלוקים ומתחלפים, מהם אשר הם יעדרו לא יזיקו ולא יפסידו את הגוף כל כך, ומהם אשר הם המעמד ומצב כל הגוף, אשר בלאדם לא ייקון. We see that when it comes to a person's body, he has different limbs. Some of them, if a person loses them, so then the rest of the body can manage without them. And then there are some limbs that without them the body can't exist. For example, if one loses his eyes, then the body is quick to follow. How is the body going to manage without its eyes? Ken klal umateinu ki ish echad muvdal be'evarav. And by the same token, if you look at our nation as a whole, it's like the nation is like a body with different limbs. V'yesh b'chlal ha-binyan hazeh k'tza p'nei adam asher hem rak k'evarim ha-chitzoniim ha-mshartim p'nei ha-guf. You have in this building, you have people who are like the external limbs that are servicing the body, v'im ha'monam, and they're the masses, asher yichtachal lo yichalel Hashem kol kach. So if one of them desecrates Hashem's name, that's not on such a high level, v'lo yifsidet klal ha'binyan, and it doesn't destroy the whole building, aval einei ha'ida. But when you talk about the leaders, you're talking about the eyes of the congregation. They're the ones that are supposed to guide. They're the ones that are supposed to look forward. They're the ones that are supposed to be there to explain to people how to behave. When they're at fault, so they're damaging not only themselves, they're inflicting much damage on the rest of the building as well. Because everyone's looking up to them. So if they sin, they're causing people to sin as well. They're desecrating Hashem's name. People look up to them. And people say, if they do it, so should I. Our sages say, the Gemara in Yuma says, what does it mean to desecrate Hashem's name? Rabbi Yochanan said, if I walk 4 footsteps without talking Torah and donning my tefillin, that's a desecration of Hashem's name. People expect of Rabbi Yochanan that every second he's wearing tefillin, every second he's learning Torah. If people see him for four footsteps, not learning Torah, so they say, you see, you don't have to learn Torah every minute. Do they learn Torah every minute? No. But they expect Rabbi Yochanan, he never walks 4 footsteps without learning. The Rav Amar, Rav said, what's the desecration of Hashem's name? Kigonana. If I, Shakil Nabisra Mitabcha, if I take meat from the butcher, V'lo Yevna Dmei La'altar, and I don't pay right away, so people think, you see, Rav, maybe he will pay, maybe he won't pay. I could also, when people come to me for my loans, I could push them off. You see, Rav takes on credit. So the Talmud over there says, it depends on the butcher. You know, some butchers always work on credits. Obviously, that's not a problem. It depends on how things work there. But if Rav would take on credit, there could be many instances that would cause people to think that you don't always have to pay on time. Hinei dvarim ke'ele gam hem nikrim chilul Hashem. So you see, these things are called the desecration of Hashem's name. And when it comes to desecrating Hashem's name, the Talmud says, in koch b'tshuva litlot v'lo b'yom kippurim lechaper, tshuva can't prevent punishment on Chil Hashem. Yom Kippur cannot atone for Chil Hashem. V'lo b'yisurin nemarek. And even if a person suffers, it doesn't cleanse him of Chil Hashem. Ela kulan tolinu mitam emareket. Each of them wards off the punishment, but it's only when the person passes away that he is cleansed of the sin. Shenemar, as the verse says, God says, it's revealed to my ears, the sin will not be forgotten, it will not be forgiven until you die. So that's all because if a person's on a higher level, so then his sin affects more people. Because many people look at him, and so when he does something wrong, it affects more people. And even if he did a small sin, the blame against him is large. So that's the second reason that Hashem holds the higher people to a higher standard. That the Talmud says, the Mishnah says in Avos, that if a person errs in his learning, it'll cause other people to sin willfully, because he will make a mistake in what he does, but other people will learn from him and do it on purpose. So the second reason that Hashem holds the higher people to a higher standard is because what they do affects more people. People learn from their actions. And the third reason we'll see Bezrat Hashem next time.